Alex Morse will not run for another term as mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts next year. He announced the decision in a statement released Tuesday morning in which he said he never planned to serve more than 10 years as the chief executive of the Old Mill City. At age 22, Morse was elected in 2011 as the youngest mayor in Holyoke's history. He was reelected three times. Earlier this year, Morse lost a bruising Democratic primary for Congress to House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal of Springfield. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Morse.
Well, when I first ran for mayor, it'll be 10 years in January next month. I was 21 years old. I'm now 31. I'm starting my 10th year as mayor of the city of Holyoke. And back when I first announced, I laid out a 10-year vision for the city to make it a better place, to improve our schools, make the city safer, bring back the downtown. And in many ways, we've done that. Yes, we still have challenges, but I think it's important to cultivate and support new voices. I think a decade is a long period of time for one person to be in the mayor's office. And I think it's healthy for our democracy and healthy for our community to welcome new perspectives and new voices to move the city forward. And it's certainly been an honor of my lifetime to be mayor of my hometown. And I'm so incredibly proud of the progress we've made, and I'm excited about my last year in office.
What do you plan to do next?
I have no immediate plans. You know, I have 13 months left as mayor of the city of Holyoke. I want to finish strong. I do know that I'm guided by, you know, the values that have inspired me as mayor of inclusion and forward thinking values and bringing people together and being of service, whatever position or opportunity where I can be of most service to my community and the people that I love here. And so I think I've done that over the last 10 years and looking forward to continue that service moving forward.
Would you consider running for Congress again? You left that possibility open on your when you conceded the primary to Congressman Neal back in September.
You know, certainly not off the table. You know, one of the reasons I ran for Congress this year was to help Holyoke and cities like it and people that live here in a bigger way. There's only so much you can do on the local level, and that's what's guided me throughout my most recent congressional campaign. And so I'm going to take the months and the next year to finish strong, to continue, you know, combating the pandemic and the impact it's had on our residents and our businesses. And it's certainly something I'll consider, but certainly something that I still need to make a decision about.
Do you want to stay in politics, stay in public office, stay in public life?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely see public service intrinsic to my life and who I am, giving back to our community. And whether that means an elected office or somewhere else, I want to continue, being a servant to people and the public. And, you know, I was 21 years old and a senior in college when, you know, I made the decision, unlike many of my classmates, to go back home, to come back home to my hometown, not go to New York or Boston or a big city. But what better place to use my lived experience and education than to come back and make sure that other people had those same opportunities that I had to go through our school system, to go to college, to be the first in my family to do that, and come back and give back. And I've always been guided by the love of my community, the love of people, and, you know, a vision where everybody has those opportunities.
What are you most proud of your accomplishments as mayor?
You know, we leave the city in a much stronger position than it was when I arrived 10 years ago. And I think the level of civic engagement, the active democracy we have, you know, I grew up in Holyoke where we had the same people running for office every year. There was no accountability, accessibility, transparency. And, you know, upon my election and the campaigns we've built, our teams have always looked like the people of Holyoke. It's diversity. You know, we didn't just change who the mayor was. We have diversified our boards and commissions, our department heads. We've made investments in neighborhoods that have been ignored for decades and forgotten about. And so, you know, we have record levels of investment in the downtown. We've renovated and expanded nearly every park in our community. We've increased our graduation rates. We've made the city the safest it's been in decades. And I'm proud of the fact that we stood up for a needle exchange program, that we became a sanctuary city, that I was the first and only mayor to support cannabis legalization in 2016, that we've renovated the country's oldest public housing complex at Lyman Terrace, and that back in 2017, we welcomed thousands of Puerto Rican migrants to our community after Hurricane Maria devastated the island of Puerto Rico. And so I think on big issues from immigration to climate change to drug policy, we've shown that you can make a difference on the local level.
Where do you think you may have failed and would like a do-over?
You know, it's always important to be, you know, reflective and look back at some of those missed opportunities. And, you know, as mayor, oftentimes you're outward facing in terms of, you know, what we seek to do in this city. I think there's still a number of reforms that need to happen here at City Hall with our city charter, some structural things that would benefit any mayor into the future to make sure they can implement their agenda. You know, obviously, you know, disappointed in the loss of the middle school project back in last year, back in 2019. You know, I think, you know, what I oftentimes say is one of the most defining moments of my time as mayor was back in 2012 when I was considering a casino in the city. And I'm grateful that happened in my first year of office because it made me realize that I have to stick true to my values and be able to look myself in the mirror at the end of the day and that I will never be everything to everyone. And since then, I have been guided by my values and convictions and have realized that as mayor, as an elected official, I will make decisions every day. Some people will agree and some people will disagree. But I have to take a stand on those things important to me. And oftentimes those have, you know, caused folks to be upset, to alienate folks. But I also think we brought the city together in many ways. And my job isn't to be neutral on issues, but to stand up for those things that I've believed in, and I think that's what I've done.
You mentioned that you were the first, among the first elected officials in Massachusetts to support legalization of recreational cannabis, and you've touted that as a potential economic boom for Holyoke. How's that worked out?
Yeah, I was the first mayor and the only mayor during the campaign in 2016 to support the question four that legalized recreational marijuana. And, you know, fast forward to today, where out of the 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts, Holyoke has the most licenses granted for cannabis-related businesses in our community. And so far, it's created hundreds of jobs, tax revenue, has renovated and, you know, repurposed tens of thousands of square feet of vacant mill space that has sat idle in this community for decades. And so it's certainly been an important component of our economic development strategy and one that is beginning to pay dividends for our community.
Back to a political question for a bit. Did the loss in the congressional primary did that weigh on your decision to not seek re-election as mayor? Did it weigh on your decision?
No, it was unrelated. And you know, I look back to when I first announced my campaign for mayor in 2011, and I oftentimes said that I wanted to serve my hometown as mayor for 8 to 10 years, and I felt like that was a long enough period of time to do the work, make an impact, and leave a lasting legacy. And you know, next month we'll start year 10. And like I said, I think that's a long enough period of time for one person to be in a position like this. And I welcome, you know, new ideas and new energy and a robust campaign next year between candidates. And obviously, I hope that we have candidates and a future mayor that wants to continue bringing our community together, continue the progress that we have made over the last decade, and isn't just a mayor for some people, but for everyone. Most importantly, those that have oftentimes been forgotten about. And, you know, I'm proud of the campaign, the congressional campaign we ran this year, disappointed with the results, but in no way did that impact this decision. I think it's important to look forward, and I'm excited for opportunities to come.
Do you have any specific goals in mind? Anything that you specifically want to accomplish in your final year in office? And now that you've officially become a lame duck, do you think it'll be harder to accomplish anything?
Well, in a way, I think those things that require a city council conversation and approval, it may actually aid our ability to come together and pass a number of reforms, I think, at least that will empower a future chief executive via charter reform, you know, creating a centralized finance department, things that I've been calling for over the last 10 years. And so given that I'm not running for the election, I think it removes some of the politics from it, you know, given that we have a very political city council and that is oftentimes motivated by the next election. I'm motivated by making sure we do what's best for our community. And that's how I've always led over the last 10 years. So I think in a way it'll help, you know, clarify what our goals are over the next year. I'd love to have conversations about, obviously, you know, how we aid residents and businesses who are recovering from the pandemic. You know, obviously, I'll still be mayor as we look ahead towards the vaccine distribution for people in our community, the reopening of schools. And so I think that's the first priority at this point. But there's also things I want to do to make sure that the next chief executive is in a position to make the most difference as well.